Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. Today's devotional is Wait, Hope, and Love as you pray for your teens. And my name is Rachel Jones. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for every mom listening that you give her strength and courage and confidence. I pray that she develops such a dependence on you, Father, that she can't take a step outside of your will. I pray for her as she's parenting her teens, her toddlers, her babies, that she has focus and love and peace from you, and that she prays steadfastly about everything. Amen. Today's verse is Psalm 103:17. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. This is the time for you, precious mama, to really understand, listen to, and pray for your tweens and teens. Praying is vital, and our Father desires for us to be devoted to it. He says in Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. As mothers, we are not supposed to know the road ahead for our children, but trust that God does. Praying consistently is how we show God that we trust him fully with our children's futures. This act of obedience will bring you closer and draw your heart to the Lord in the process. Waiting on the Lord before praying has always been powerful to me. I like to devote special quiet moments for each of my girls, ages 18, 16, and 14. I envision each one in my heart as I ask the Lord to help me see them the way he sees them. Waiting and being still is a time of silent love. Praise is also an outward sign of love and can be closely related as it allows our minds and hearts to slow down and push the stress and worry that hinders our prayer time away. Praise cries boldly and softly, says, God, I love you. It's very important to be calm before we pray because disappointment or frustration with our teens is another hindrance. Sister, sit silently, put on some praise music, and let yourself wait on God. I have developed a habit of praying Psalm 33:20 through 22 over my three girls. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord. The bold words are a guideline for me. I pray that each of my girls wait and is patient, that they don't try to rush the Lord's timing. I want them to find hope in Christ and Christ alone. He needs to be their strong defender, not a boy or a particular group of girlfriends. I pray for them to rejoice and find joy and contentment in the small things and remain grateful. I hope they trust that God loves them no matter what, and they don't need to prove anything or work harder. Jesus has an abounding love and plan for their life if they remain faithful and obedient. On a practical note, I think it's wise to keep a journal with your prayers for your teens. I like to list my specific concerns and release them to the Lord. But remember that praying is not only about asking, petitioning the Lord. A large part of praying for our teens is our heart's position towards them. Teenagers are rough. I always pray for a soft spirit and a loving touch when interacting with my teens. Also, remember to pray for their friends, teachers, youth pastors, coaches, etc. Pray for doors to open wide for your kids and tweens and teens to show boldness and courage in their faith. Of course, pray for their confidence and identity. Teens struggle to know their gifts and talents and the why in God's plan for them. My favorite thing to pray for my girls is to experience God's love, hear his voice, and feel his presence in their daily lives. Sweet friend, the life of a prayerful mom is a blessed one. And let's close with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please come alongside me as I pray for my tweens and teens. Guide us into a place of waiting and praise as we trust in you and release our children to you. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of motherhood. Being a mother is refining, challenging, and a blessing. Please help me stay strong and grounded in you. I love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.